Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. been doing these because a lot of my partners on the other podcasts are having their summer vacations, so I thought I'd start stockpiling my Mike M's when I get a chance. It's Friday. It was a pretty crappy day. I didn't solve much problems. I created a one. It was one of those days where you take one step forward and two steps back, you know. You think you're there, and then all of a sudden you realize you discover another problem. But, yeah. So we have some issues, back issue spotlight here, and we're going to go over some. I picked up a couple of Thundercats from the Star Comics line. We got Thundercats 2. 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, and 16. And I think I already had one and a few others. I picked up a Ghost Story. This is a 15-cent Dell. It doesn't have a number on the cover. But, it's a cool cover. It says, "Nothing on earth can explain these weird tales of suspense and mystery ghost stories." And then a guy is racing at like a Grand Prix. And his name is Chick something Parker. Chick Parker. And he's like, "Ah! It can't be happening to me." And there's like a ghost, a Grim Reaper over the finish line. And there's also a racing car in back of him, and then one in the air on fire. And I don't know if it's intended that that one that's on fire is going to land on top of him as he wins the race. We have another Ghost Stories. This is number 50. This is a 40 center, and it's got a ghost bride. And it looks like there's a guy, a younger guy, and a woman, and a desperate mother fights a ghost to the death for her son's life. So I think the younger boy is her son, and then there's the mother, and then there's a ghost that's dressed in a wedding gown that's trying to claim the young boy. Another 15 center. This is Ghost Stories, Man's Greed Against an Aztec Curse. And doesn't have a number, but it does inside in the indicia. We have Gold Key Scooby-Doo. I don't know what number this is. On the cover it says 90252-408. This is Scooby-Doo Mystery Comics. Has anyone seen the ghost? And Fred is above the covers, Shaggy's under the covers, and Scooby's at the bed. We got a Fat Albert and Cosby Kids comics. Don't know what number that is, a 20 center. We got Mystery in Space from DC Comics 103, The Origin of the Multi-Alien. We have an Army at War, Sergeant Rock. Come on, easy, or my life ain't worth a plickin' nickel. We have a ghost number 41. So, here's some additional ones. We have Hanna-Barbera from Marvel. TV Stars number 2. Hanna-Barbera Scooby-Doo number 1 from Marvel Comics. And Hanna-Barbera's Yogi Bear number 3 from Marvel Comics. Also from Marvel Comics, we got Fear number 6. This has like a white mutated monster and a cop shooting at him. And he's saying, "Run! All of you, run for your lives! Nothing could kill the midnight monster." And then it says, "An unlucky of the world's most fearful fantasies. Don't miss the brain behind the fangs and the last laugh." We have Fear number 8. It Crawls by Night. A guy looks like he's there looking through his window, and looks like a tree monster is ripping its way through, and his wife is coming down the stairs. We got fear number 9, a guy fighting an octopus. It's a dead man's escape. I entered the dimension of doom. We have fear number 5, from the start to finish. This is the whole spine-tingling tale, exactly as it happened. I am the Gorilla Man. I don't think that's the Gorilla Man from Atlas, from the team Atlas, Agents of Atlas. We have fear number 7. There's this guy in a hospital bed. He's like, doctor, he's actually sitting up, though. Doctor, you've got to help me. You've got to. There's a monster behind the screen waiting to kill me. You've been dreaming, son. Go to sleep it off. I dream of doom. We got Journey into Mystery. This is all Journey into Mysteries Volume 2, by the way. If it was Volume 1, I'd be rich. Nothing can match the sheer power of Tim Boobah, the World Smasher. Earth defied me, and so Earth must perish. We have Journey into Mystery number 11. It's a 25-center. And the corpse who won't stay dead. It has a guy there carrying out his casket, and he's opening the lid. We have Journey into Mystery number 14, The Thing of the Moon. No water, no life, nothing. The moon is a dead world. Journey into Mystery 18. You got a monster coming out of the lake and a girl in a boat. And it says, after centuries of imprisonment, I'm free. Free to crush the world. The Thing from Sinister Swamp. We have Journey into Mystery number 19. This got a very large mummy trying to crush a adventurer. And he's got a sexy woman in his hand. You came here to find treasures, but you've only found death. Death in the Tomb of the Gods. We got a Tomb of Dracula. Lord of the Vampires 42. It's Dracula and Blade and Dracula to death against Dr. Sun. And this on the cover has them getting shot at by machine guns. Blade and Dracula. Looks like they might have formed an alliance. Comicdom's number 1 Fear Magazine. We got Tomb of Dracula number 64. This has a demon over Dracula and a woman. And it says, the demon saying, beware, you have entered, for you shall never leave hell alive. This is the big one, Dracula, face to face with Satan. We have Vault of Evil, number 16. It looks like there's a ghoul getting married to a sexy bride, and the priest is a ghoul. And he says, I now pronounce you bride and ghoul. And it's called a grave honeymoon. We have Vault of Evil, number 19. You got a jungle adventurer there, and he's saying, the inscription reads, whoever defies the tomb shall suffer the vengeance of Amun-Ra. And he's like, that's ridiculous. And in the background, he's got some Egyptian warriors ready to kill him. We have War is Hell, number 13. A lousy day to die, the blazing battle of the bloody beaches of Dunkirk. So we also have DC Comics Special Edition number 1, celebrating the Super Con of 76 in New York. It's an Amazing World of DC Comics. It's a small digest size. I guess it came for every member that attended this Hotel Commodore New York convention. We then have The Mighty World of Marvel, number 4. This is a newsprint magazine size from the UK. It's got the Torch and the Spider-Man fighting the FF. Also, the Incredible Hulk wanted for treason. These are black and white magazines. Spider-Man battles the Fantastic Four. We have The Mighty World of Marvel, number 9, coming from 1972. It says on the cover, and also in this incredible issue, the Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four, all these great movie-length features in one marvelous mag. And then it's got the Hulk say, I'm free. Nothing can stop the Hulk. We got another Mighty World of Marvel number 13, and it's the FF fighting Submariner and also Spider-Man and Hulk story. Another one, it's number 44, The Incredible Hulk Goes Berserk and Only Rick Jones Can Stop Him. Also another Fantastic Four story. Got Mighty World of Marvel number 47, A Hulk Versus the Avengers, and The Return of Mole Man for the Fantastic Four. We have number 88, The Mole Man Versus the Terrible War Under the Earth. And it looks like it's a Hulk story inside the sinister sequel of Mogul. We got another one at 109. But we have 103 before that and 107, so I had them out of order. So 103 has the Hulk on the cover, and he says, Hulk stands alone on a world of monsters, but Hulk can smash you all except the Star Slayer. And then we got another Hulk story, 107. And Hulk is fighting the leader, and there's a Daredevil story, plus the Fantastic Four. And 109, the last one of this, his name is Samson, and he'll either cure the Hulk or kill him, also starring the Fantastic Four. So these are Marvel UKs. They're in black and white. They really were newspapers up to a certain point. Then they looked more like a magazine with a cover. Oh, did I have my... Yeah. Then we have another UK. This one's a weird formatted one. It's got the Inhumans on the cover, though. It's landscape, and it's called The Titans, and it's really an Inhumans story. And then it's got an extra Captain Marvel in the court of Ronan the Accuser. Die, Black Bolt, die. And that's got some pinups. So the Inhumans fighting the Mandarin. And I think all of these are UK reprints of the other comics. I don't know what kind of order they have. I don't have a lot of UK comics. We have a Spider-Man Comics Weekly, number 78. There's some protesters that say no more war. Spider-Man's, no matter what these kids do, I can't strike back against them. I can't. Don't be afraid to blast a Spider-Man. After all, we're only kids. Calamity on campus. And then we got number 79 of Spider-Man Comics Weekly. It's the Kingpin. Do you feel it, Spider-Man? The power of one of my hands, the power that can totally destroy you. The crush of the Kingpin. And last but not least, we got a Marvel Treasury Edition, the Defenders 16. This is Marvel Treasury Edition 16, the Defenders. And I have all the Defenders comics, but I didn't have this Treasury Edition. The world's weirdest supergroup and most incredible adventures ever. I don't know if this is a reprint or an original story, but I need to research it and find out. I'm excited to find. If it's an original story, I'm really excited. But if it's a reprint, it's going to be nice to read it in large treasury size format. So, yes, a lot of purchases. These were all Twitter auctions. I wanted to get a lot more. I have a friend, I think, who listens to this show that is swiping all the Charltons away from me. I can't beat him. I'm getting thirsty. So I'm going to take a moment here and plug back into my headset because I have issues. So I'm plugged back in and we're still recording. And I'm going to go to some questions that I was told I didn't answer. I think I answered one and he missed them, but we'll answer them again anyway. I think I did forget one. So if I go to more bookmarks, I will find Dallow's questions. Um, So there's one question that says, you recently talked about the future hobby of selling some of your collection to trim it down. Does being a dealer appeal to you as you still get the joy of buying new books, but not necessarily keeping them? At this point in my life, selling does not appeal to me at all. Or does it bring me joy? Maybe in the future it will. Who knows? It's so hard to tell. I don't think it'll bring me joy because I'm parting with something of mine that I treasure. And I treasure every comic book that's in my collection, even the shitty ones. I treasure them. They're part of me. They're part of the stories I've read. And they're part of my collection. And to see them go away doesn't make me happy. So Dallow also writes, I don't remember you answering this question unless I missed it. I think Void Rivals is now in the ninth printing. And he says, this is the one I think I answered. Void Rivals number one is up to its ninth, well, in this case, the ninth printing. What's your thoughts on second, third, or fourth, etc., being collectible? And in some cases, more valuable than the first printing. I think it's bullshit. I go back to my older days when rarity didn't matter and it mattered to have a first print. And the second print wasn't worth gobbledygook and the third print wasn't worth gobbledygook. It was if you had the first print. And that's the way I think it should be. Who cares if it has this other glorious cover? I don't care. I still get some prints, second prints, third prints, but they're only of Valiant comics. That's it. I don't seek out any other prints. For a while there, I was getting a lot of Dynamite ones. Like, I don't know why, but I got into that for a while, and that lasted about a year. And then I said to screw this. There's too many goddamn covers. And I got into them because Spec was saying they were high at one point, and I didn't stay long, maybe 2-3 months. And then I said to hell with that. And right now, I mean, really, I just want to read comics and have them in my collection. I don't care for selling, or else these probably would mean more to me. Yeah, I'm not interested in getting any sequential prints, even if there's a great cover, unless it's Valiant. They don't have second, third prints. What am I talking about? Do I ever get second and third prints? I did for a while, but not in a hot minute. I mean, that phase lasted less than 3 months in my entire life. If I was a speculator, like Comics for Fun and Profit, I might go for some second printings in terms of short-term spec. But overall, I really don't care if you ask me now and that I'm not selling comics. Dallow also says, a question to revisit. Let's do the $100 challenge again, $100 to spend in 1 month. But you can't go back in future months and buy what you missed. Shoot. So comics are what, $4 a pop? Some are more. Some are $9, some are $7. So let's just say on average $5. So that's two comics. That's not a lot. Not a lot at all. That's that's really tough. But let's say like Alien Comics keeps publishing comics, and those are higher priced books. I mean, they're thicker, more pages. And I'm just going to do on average of $5 a pop at discount, because some of these are expensive. I would get the four Valiant comics that are published a month. So that's $20 right there. Boom. And then we have Amazing Spider-Man. That's twice monthly. So let's, if we do $5 a month on that, that's 10 bucks. I'm already at 30. And it's really more. These would Daredevil is one time per month, so that's 5. And then what else would I have to get from Marvel? I guess Black Panther, whatever's coming out from Black Panther, so that makes another book. So that's, I'm at 40. If we go to DC, Batman, Detective, that's 10. Superman Action, that's 10. Wonder Woman, that's another 5. Flash, okay, so that's 10. Those two. Green Lantern. What else would I get? Green Lantern and whatever Justice League book is coming out. That's another 10. So am I already past it? 30, 40, 50, 60. 70, 80. I only have 2 more books. I don't know. God, this would be tough. A Suicide Squad, because I like them a lot. And let's do Transformers and G.I. Joe Real American Heroes. So that's 10. So 2 from Image. And I'd have to miss out on whatever's coming out with Cobra Commander and Duke, and I didn't get to pick any Spawns or Savage Dragon. Let's get rid of Green Lantern and JLA and say Savage Dragon and Spawn. So that would make 4 Image, 4 Valiant, 4 Marvel, and 2, 4, 6, 6 DC Comics. So, yeah, it's a depressing-ass question. Poof. And I threw out a lot of books I love. Local Man, I threw out a couple Boom I like a lot. But I guess if you have to do it, you have to do it. And Flash and Wonder Woman and Superman, Batman would have to be there. Yeah, it's a tough world, but you got to make some tough decisions. So thank you for the question. And now we're going to get into 1992 in our Wayback Machine and look at previews. September 1992, number 9, volume 2. And in Marvel, we have the West Coast Avengers by Roy Thomas and Ross. It's Iron Man and Living Lightning on the missing list. The new Wonder Man, Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, Spider-Woman, and U.S. Agent battle a new improved deadliest version of Ultron to date. Ultimate Ultron, plus special guest star The Vision, can even the odds. I have a full run of that, so I know I have that. Cage number 10, I have a full run of that. But this is his tussle with Hulk, Rhino, and Cage storyline. He's being accused of murdering a guardian. But being caught between Rhino and Hulk is the worst. The future of Marvel's outlaw heroes rests on Cage's shoulders. We have Captain America 411. Cap's former partner, the Falcon, guest stars in the beginning of this two-parter in which Diamondback, having wrought her vengeance upon Crossbones, sets her sight on Snapdragon. Also have that. That's Mark Grenwald. That's amazing. All his comics with... We have Daredevil 312. This is the Chichester era. Not my favorite, but I'll take any Daredevil. A suspicious fire leads Daredevil into a convoluted mystery involving forces most sinister. We have Dark Hawk number 23 by Finkeroth and Manley. I recently saw Rob's observations, and Rob had asked on his forum or something what artists were mimicking him in the 90s, and Manley's name came up, and he was drawing Dark Hawk. I never saw that, but I never read a lot of Dark Hawk, so this is a series that I don't have, but I would like to do an eBay full run on Dark Hawk at some point. We have Excalibur 60, also not one of my favorites, but this is Alan Davis with Mark Farmer. Meets a planet-eating Galactus. Is the Phoenix Force powerful enough to defeat the Ravager of Worlds? So we got Phoenix in that story. Hellraiser 18 from Clive Barker. I would be interested in reading some of this stuff. Iron Man 55. Marvel Milestone Edition. Marvel Milestone just presents the first appearance of Thanos. Wow, so they had a reprint of Iron Man 55 facsimile edition back then. I don't think it was totally a facsimile edition. I don't think the Milestones had the ads like the facsimile editions do. Marvel Masterworks Spider-Man. We got Mantis. What is this? By Lanning and Abnett. It's Mutatis, not Mantis. I gotta look this up because this is unknown to me. It's only a 3-issue miniseries. Mutatis. What is this? A killer virus unleashed in a bizarre future world. So it's an epic comic by Lanning, Abnett, and Lanning and Higgins. That looks like something I'd like to pick up if I found that in a dollar bin. We got Namor 34 by John Byrne and Jay Lee. Night Thrasher number... I have that, by the way. I don't have Mantis. Night Thrasher number 4, I had that miniseries. Night Stalkers number 3, I believe I have close to all the Night Stalkers. Nomad number 9 by Nicieza and Olif. I believe I have that. Let me check Nomad to see if I have a good run of that. I remember liking it a lot. I don't know if I dropped it at this point. Nomad. Let's see. It's thinking. So, ran from 1992 to 1994, and I have all of them. I remember buying this one at the LCS. At that point, 92, I was probably still at Tall Tales. Original Ghost Rider number 7, I believe I was picking all those up. Punisher, Die Hard, and the Big Easy. This is a 48 pager. I don't think I have that. I'm almost positive. Ren Stimpy number 2, almost positive I don't have that. But I picked up number 1 and a few others, and man, these are great comics, man. They're fucking funny. Savage Return of Dracula, pretty sure I don't have that. 48 pages. It reprints Tomb of Dracula 1 and 2. I have number 2, but not number 1. Got She-Hulk number 47 by John Byrne. Pretty sure I don't have a full run of She-Hulk, but I have a full run of John Byrne's She-Hulk. We got Spider-Man 2099 number 3. I know I have that by Peter David and Leonardi. Strike File by Nacienza and Lobdell. I have that. I think I have 2 copies of that. Terror Incorporated number 7 by Chichester. I know I have some Chichester Terrors, but I don't know if I have. I'm almost positive I don't have a full run. It was very hard for me to understand it at the time. This guy who just replaces body parts. Uncanny X-Men 296, Executioner's Song Part 9 of 12. That's Lobdell and Peterson. Web of Spider-Man by Maki and Savak number 96. I don't think I have that. World of Championship Wrestling. I know I don't have that. Alpha Flight 116. Pretty sure I don't have that by Furman and Broderick. A Milestone Edition. Amazing Spider-Man 372. I have that. That's Michelini and Bagley. Barbie number 25. I do not have that. Darkhold number 4, pretty sure I do. Death's Head number 2. Death's Head 2 number 2, I have that. Ghost Rider number 33, I have a full run of that. Guardians of the Galaxy 32, I have a full run of that. Gru the Wanderer, I do not have number 97. I've been buying a lot of Gru lately, but not a lot of that Marvel run. Marvel Comics Presents 119. Don't think I have that. Marvel Superheroes number 12. I don't think I have that. Marvel Superheroes Holiday Special. Probably not. Onyx Overload number 4. No. Pendragon number 2. No. That's a Marvel UK. Punisher Warzone 11. Yes. Quasar number 42 by Grenwald and Smith. I don't think I have. I really want a full run of Quasar. It's really good stuff. Ravage 2099. I do have number 2. Savage Sword of Conan. I don't have. Magazine still going on in the 90s, but I do have reprints in omnibus format. Silver Sable. I have that for sure. Sleepwalker. Didn't buy it. But I have a couple of them, but not this one. Thor 457, DeFalco and Friends. Yes, I have that. Wolverine 65. Don't think I have that one. That's Hama and Parcella. The losses of tragedy in a few months finally began to push Wolverine closer to the brink of insanity. Will Professor X be able to pull him back over the edge? Wonder Man number 17. I'm pretty sure I have a full run of Wonder Man. Even though the artist that I like wasn't on it at this time. Avengers 358 by Harris and Epting. I know I have that. Conan number 264. I'd have to look that up. I don't think I have that. Conan Saga 70. No. Doctor Who 193. Definitely not. Doom 2099 number 1. I do have that. Excalibur 61. Pretty sure I don't. That's the Galactus Phoenix there. Fish Police number 4. I don't have that. Hell's Angel number 7. Hey, there's a Marvel UK I was getting. G.I. Joe 132. I probably have it. I'm getting close to a full run on that. Incredible Hulk 401. David and Jerusima. Yes, I probably have that. I'm not including their trades. Marvel Age 120, probably not. I probably stopped it. Marvel Tales 269. Definitely didn't get reprints at this time. Morbius number 5. Yes, I got that. Nightbreed number 23. Don't have that. Punisher 74. Yep, got it. Punisher Holiday Special. Yep, I think I have that one. Shield 43. Nope. Slapstick. Not. I might have picked this up, but I don't think so. If I did, it was recent. Slapstick. It's like a comic book come life. No, I don't have it. Is there a second volume? I have the second series, which ran 6 issues. So I do have some slapstick, but not this one. Spider-Man number 30 by Nassidy. I don't know if I have this one, but I definitely want it if I don't. Spider-Man. I had all the McFarlane issues, and I don't remember how far I took it. I don't have minus one. That's a shocker. Or 0.5. But I have number one. And the polybagged edition. Let's see how far I took it. I stopped in 47. Yep, I stopped around 43. Iron Fist appearance is in 42. So this one I probably have if it's 30. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking to complete Web of Spider-Man and then work on my Spider-Man full series. Got The Wedding of Dracula. It's a reprint. Don't have that. Warlock and the Infinity Watch, number 12. Yep, I have that. What If, number 45. Nope. X-Factor 86, probably not. X-Men 16, yes. X-Men Adventures, number 3. I would think so. Let's see what else we got. I got a Marvel UK ad for Digitech, Death's Head 2, and Battletide. A1. Don't know what that is. Definitely don't have it. Amazing Spider-Man 373. Yes, I have. Barbie Fashion. Nope. Gus had 2 Kill Power. I don't think so. Deathlock number 19. Yes. Digitech. No. Doctor Strange 49. This is by Kaminsky and Isherwood. I don't believe I was getting it at this time. Fantastic Four, 372, yes. Ghost Rider, Blaze, Spirits of Vengeance, number 6, yep. Hellraiser, Dark Holiday Special, I was not getting. The Incomplete Death's Head, number 1, no. Iron Man, 288, yes. Marvel Comics Presents, 120. I'll just check it. I'll spot check it, because I know I got a ways to go on this series. I was getting it pretty regularly and initially. Comics Presents, and this is 120. I'm pretty sure I don't have something that high. I do have it. Might be a recent acquisition. And that one you got a Sam Keith Wolverine. Howard Mackey, Sam Keith. You got Constrictor by Foy and Powers, Ghost Rider and Cloak and Dagger by Gene Colan, Spider-Man, Marvel Universe Mastered Edition. No. It's got an ad for Night Raven by Jamie Delano and David Lloyd. Metallic Memories by Mobius. Don't have that. Moon Knight 46. Yep. Motor Mouth number 8. Yep. The Nom 76. Probably not. I only have very few Nom. New Warriors 31. Yes. Punisher War Journal number 50. Yes. Silver Surfer 76. Probably no. Sleepwalker Holiday Special. No. Spectacular Spider-Man number 196. No. Team Helix, probably not. I'm curious on that one. That's a Marvel UK. Sometimes I would dip my toe in these, and I found them not very readable. I think that's my wife saying, did the trash guy come? And I'll say no. There is no Team Helix. Team. Yeah. That's interesting. Maybe it's called something else. This cover looks so familiar. There's a Helix. By Studio 407. Helix. I think they might have called this something else. Let's see what my wife wants. Helix Preview. Triple Helix. That sounds X-rated. Look at that. Who's that from? IDW. What do we got here? Well, that was the text from my coworker saying, have a good vacation. I didn't send you an email. Thor. Warheads, that one I know was coming out. Don't have a full run of that. I think I dropped the UK stuff pretty early. I kept with Motor Mouth. This was one that I know I was getting. So I have one through... have a full run of that, 14 issues. Tech World, I picked up some of these, William Shatner, but I don't know if I have all of them. Let's see. Number... 5. I have a full run up to 13, but the series ran until 24 issues. So, yeah, I don't have that one. X-Force number 18, I have that one. X-Men Classic 79, yes. X-Men Poster Magazine, no. Some trades, some door displays, some trading cards. A lot of trading cards they solicited in here too, and pins. But I'm going to skip those. The Masterworks cards, I did have a full run of those. So that will do it for Marvel. So what was happening? We had X-Men and Spider-Man pretty popular, with Spider-Man doing like 4 books. X-Men doing several of them with X-Factor, X-Force, X-Men, and several other mutant titles. Punisher had 3 books. Marvel UK was going at like full blast at 6 books. And we had 2099 kicking off, and Ravage and Spider-Man under our belts, and Doom was just starting. So that takes us through the end there. And the only thing we have to do is tally some books. And I'll be right back after I take a pause for the cause. So let's pause this sucker. Since we are running hot on, I think I've already got like 40 minutes. Well, we're going to only do 1 week because that previews took a while and the questions. So we'll go over what I watched that week a lot. 4 out of 5's The Last Voyage of the Demeter. This is about a journey of the crew that are shipping Dracula to Colfax Abbey from Transylvania. And it was pretty good. I liked it. It was dark and I was entertained. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Battle for the Planet of the Apes. This was the final Planet of the Apes, which was a war between those mutated humans came back and battled the Planet of the Apes to attack the ape thing that not Cornelius, but Cornelius's son, Caesar, established. So this is the original Battle for the Planet of the Apes, this is the original movies. I have another 4 out of 5, which is Planet of the Apes, which was the remake with Mark Wahlberg and Tim Burton. Enjoyed it. But of all the franchises, it's my least favorite. It wasn't really a franchise. It only did one movie, and then they moved on. But got The Fall Guy. This was at the theater. We actually saw it way late when it was getting ready to leave the theater, but I enjoyed that immensely. The 5 out of 5's were Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was the new series, the very first one. Where the Alzheimer's cure turned into a monkey enhancement that is causing the end of the world. Furiosa is the origin of Furiosa from the Mad Max fame. That was very entertained. 5 out of 5. So Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Furiosa, 5 out of 5. Only 23 comics read that week, probably because I was watching so many damn movies. We got 23, 1 Scout, 4 Marvel, 1 Mad Cave, 10 Image, 2 Dynamite, and 5 DC. Got Catwoman 59 through 61. Catwoman goes underwater to save a documentary director and then steals a $1 billion ship to pilot it to space. Yes, it sounds ridiculous. And disable a satellite and fight the demolition crew. That's from the Green Lantern villains. We got Catwoman finds out Viceroy has a prison full of artifacts of power and is a master thief and has a thieves guild with Flamingo, Rosie from Demolition Crew, and Santa Esperosa, people that she's fought during this series of 9 lives. This 9 lives series is really fucked up and crazy. But I give it a 3 out of 5 because it's just so out of character, but it's like a train wreck you can't take your eyes off of, and you have to keep reading, so give them credit. They have my interest. She comes back from the dead one last time after falling from space and is teaming up with Vandal Savage to take her down. That's the Viceroy. Batshit Crazy series, but I was entertained. Birds of Prey number 9, they are in a secret portal trying to rescue Barbara. But it's not Barbara. Meridian goes to get help from Zealot. We have the 4 out of 5's now. Ghost Space Ghost number 1. Some aliens are after the blip technology. and Zan and Jaina's father is killed. Now they are trying to survive, and it looks like Space Ghost is going to take them in under his wing now that their father's dead. We got The Devil That Wears My Face from Mad Cave, number one. Many exorcists are killed by a demon who is in the body of someone's son. The fourth one with the past, the priest. The fourth one, the priest with the past, arrives, and the demon goes into his body and leaves. The priest in the body of Santiago, the son. Now the demon is headed to the Vatican in the priest's body. So it's very unusual, but I was very entertained. Cobra Commander 2 through 5, the commander takes, as Globius betrays him, he clashes with the dreadnoughts, but then through fear, they work for him. Red Sonja number 1, she's wanted for the murder of a queen. There is a king who is also killed, and now the bishop is in charge. Red Sonja seeks help from a sexual cardinal because he owes her. She goes into a bar, and everyone turns on her, probably because she is wanted now for murder. We got Rampaging Hulk number 1. This is not the magazine. This is the comic that came out in the 90s. It didn't last long, 10 issues, I believe. So far, it's been really entertaining. Reading it digitally, I don't own these, but I'm contemplating owning them because I enjoy them so much. Come out around the time of Peter David's success and was a look back into the Hulk. This issue features the General Ross and Major Talbot married to Betty at this time, finding out that Bruce is posing as a janitor and go to capture him. Bruce tries to apply the cure, but seems to put the Hulk back in control. There is a short about Steelwell being picked on school. That was an interesting and odd choice to put there. Guardians of the Galaxy number 6. Interface claims the shield, but then gives it to Vance because he finds out the shield has no power. Force gets away. That's the group of villains that was racing the Guardians for the shield. But I'm not sure that they will come back. He also learns the Mainframe is the Vision from the Avengers. We got New Warriors number 7. Robbie goes to save his mom while Night Thrasher wants to help Silhouette. Energon Universe number 1, Free Comic Book Day. The battle between Optimus and Megatron that led to the first issue shows how Slipstream betrayed Megatron. Megatron captured, but heading back to Earth to get revenge on Slipstream. He does not know that Soundwave already took care of him. A short Void Rivals storyline and Duke story about him recruiting the Baroness. And Hawk still doing things behind Duke's back. We have Untold Tales of Spider-Man. Minus 1 is a flashback issue about Peter's spy parents. We have G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero 305 and 306, Serpentor and Dr. Mindbender, waging war with G.I. Joe, Cobra, and Destro. A fake Zartan is sent to get Destro's help to take out Cobra Commander, but they are onto him that it's not Destro. Zartan and Dreadnoughts are reunited. Dawn Monroe undercover in Springfield. They kill her parents. We then get to the 5 out of 5s. Batman and Robin number 9. Robin exposes the principal to Mistress Harsh and then reveals that the teacher to be Shush was also working with Man-Bat until he almost killed her. Flatline takes her to the hospital while Robin goes off to save Batman from Man-Bat. He is going to release a poison on Gotham. That's Man-Bat is going to release the poison on Gotham. She Bites number 3. The babysitter thinks the girl vampire killed her enemy, but she just drained her. She pays the babysitter and sends her on her way, but she wants to go to Europe with the vampire girl, and I don't think there's been a volume 2 solicited. Transformers number 6 through 8. 5 out of 5, Devastator, Soundwave, and Starscream attack Optimus Prime and others. Cliffjumper fails to kill Starscream for Carly, Sparky, sacrifices himself to save Optimus. Akri becomes mentor to Carly. Optimus comes back and shoots up Devastator. The Decepticons get away. Soundwave is now leader as he takes on Starscream as for leadership. The Decepticons attack an aircraft carrier and kill everyone. They get the Nemesis ship and control Cybertron. There is also some stuff going on Cybertron, but I don't understand everything that's happening there. So that's the week of 527 through 6-2. We have Batman and Robin number 9 as the 5 out of 5. She Bites number 3 in Transformers 6 through 8. I want to thank you for listening, and I should be back next week. No, I won't be back next week. I'm taking the week off. So I'll be back the following week. I will talk to you soon. Bye. I just want to remind you that we're located on DCNoisePodcast.com is the website. You can find all the episodes there, the recent episodes there, and that consists of Geek Brunch, DC Spotlight, Mike M's Weekly Reads, and DC Retro. We've moved sites, so please take note. We're going to stay there probably for the foreseeable future to try to save money. And you can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch on X and on Blue Sky. And you can send me email at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com. So I will talk to you soon. Please send questions. Keep the show going. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.